If you would, and if you want to, turn in your Bibles to the book of 1 John. The first epistle general of John, and the first chapter. And I want to read verse 3, let's read verse 3 through verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. I'm just going to stop right there for the moment. I do have a title. It's called We Declare to Fellowship. We Declare to Fellowship. John wrote this epistle, and the first part of this chapter, basically this whole first chapter, is about the fellowship. It's important. The fellowship is important to us. And there's an order here laid out by the apostle to let us know about the fellowship, and even this order of the fellowship. Our fellowship is ordained of God. It's given to us. It was chosen to be done this way by God. I got a free ebook the other day. The title of this ebook is only 20 pages long, but I still didn't read it. Well, you'll know after I read you the title. 5 Bad Habits That Kill Church Growth and How to Break Them. Well, to be honest, I told Debbie, I said, I'm going to get this book because I want to know if one of them, well, you know, the bad habit you need to break is actually preaching the gospel. Because that seems to be what happens. You preach the gospel, people leave you. And they don't come, you know. But no, this... number one is a lack of investment in staff and volunteers. Number two, I love this one, you have not identified your target demographic. This is marketing 101 is what this is. This is what church has come to in this country. Bad habit number three, you don't have an outreach strategy for that target demographic that you haven't defined. Bad habit four, you haven't prioritized teaching about, well, here we go, folks, generosity. And you're not meeting people where they are digitally. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is a marketing strategy this guy's got. And it's a good one. Because it's going to teach you, wants you to teach more about generosity. And then number five, how to reach people digitally. Okay. You use his app on your phone and you pay, you can donate to your church on this app, and don't worry, he don't get much of it. That's what this world has come to. That's what they're thinking of in the terms of fellowship. You know? I don't know if our church has a Twitter feed. I hope not. I know we have a Facebook page. But on that Facebook page, you will actually find sermons that have been preached here. On our YouTube page, you will find sermons that have been preached here by myself, Walter, and others. John writes it plainly here. That which we have seen and that which we have heard, declare we unto you. That's the foundation. From our point of view, from our perspective, this is where it starts with us. Are we hearing the truth of God? Is the truth of God being declared? Now, Paul is very... I'm stuck on Paul. It's John. John is very clear here. Well, you can get the two mixed up. They're the two everybody wants to get rid of. John is very clear here in the verse, the very first verse. I skipped over this, but I do have to go back to it. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. He's talking about Christ, okay? And he's talking about those who have seen Christ physically, handled him, touched him, walked with him, were disciples of him. That's who he's talking about. That's the first we here. For the life was manifested, this is verse 2, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Then he says, that which we have seen and heard. Those that walked with the Lord. Those that touched the Lord. Those that heard Jesus Christ with their own ears. We declare this to you. That's who this we is. Paul is being inclusive here and exclusive at the same time. This is what's known as the apostles' doctrine. If the apostles didn't preach it, it's not the apostolic doctrine. There are apostolic churches all around us. They use that name all the time. But I'm going to tell you something. Now, I don't know of one that has apostolic doctrine on the sign that has the apostolic doctrine from the pulpit. And this is where Paul is right here. He is writing of Christ, the one that we have handled, the one that we have heard, the one that was seen. In the beginning, we heard of him. In the beginning, God. In Moses' time, we heard of him. Then the Messiah actually came, and we saw him, and we handled him, and we heard him with our own ears. The scriptures are very clear. We were told about Christ the Messiah long before he became flesh and dwelt among us. And he did come and he became flesh and he was manifest in the flesh. He became flesh. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he still has that flesh right now. There is a man seated at the right hand of the Father. The God-man, certainly. But that same Jesus that went away is the same Jesus that's coming back. Guess what? That's the apostolic doctrine. Not only did they see him while he was here, they saw him go. And they were told this same Jesus that you see go is going to come again in like manner as you've seen him go. Now the other part where I wanted to say this is inclusive and exclusive is the we here is those that saw him and heard him and didn't leave him. Because there were those who saw him and they heard his message and they left. John's not including those. These are the ones that didn't leave him. And it says, declare we. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. We've got four gospels. We've got all these epistles. We've got the book of Revelation. as a declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been given the Word of God, about the Word of God. This word declare, we, is actually one Greek word, and it means to announce. To declare, to report, to proclaim, in particular, as a messenger. The preacher is not to be the message. He is to be the messenger. Who hath believed our report is away. And it's our report. It's been given to us. But all we do is report it. I'm not here to make anything up. All I can say is, thus saith the Lord. What these holy men of old, moved by the Spirit, wrote down for our edification and declared unto us. Let me get this. I will with John here try to be in that fellowship. You understand, just as though there's only one message, there's only one gospel, there's only one report, there's only one fellowship, true fellowship. And that's the fellowship with these who had looked upon and handled the Word of God. And they declared it unto us. And we are declaring it unto you. Declare we unto you the word that was in the beginning, the word that was with God and that was God. That one, the word, became flesh and dwelt among us. That one whose hand, whose voice created the universe, came down and dwelt with men. This is what John has declared unto us and others. And he declares it unto you, that ye, you who read this, you who believe this, you who want this, you who desire to know this declaration, our report, is declared to you if you want it, if you have an interest. There are those who don't. There are those who've left. And they left because of the declaration. They can get mad at me. They can get mad at Walter. They have gotten mad at me. They have gotten mad at Walter. They got mad at Earl. But what they're leaving is Jesus Christ, the truth of God as it is in Him. They don't want to come and hear what John and these others have declared. They don't want to know what John has declared. They want to know. Nah, I'm not going to go into what they want to know, because they want to know what they want to know. They want to know what they have to do, or what they can do, or give me something hard to do, or give me something easy to do. And the declaration is, God has done. In the Old Testament, the declaration was, God is going to do. Jesus Christ was coming, is coming. He came, and the work of redemption is done. Now there is this. Hear the word of your salvation, the good news of your salvation, the declaration of the apostolic doctrine as it is. This declaration is directed to those who have ears to hear it. It's declared publicly. We don't keep anybody out of this place. We don't have to. The gospel keeps people away. The public declaration of the truth will cause some people to leave. It already has. But this declaration is declared unto you that ye have fellowship with us. There's only one fellowship. John was writing to these people that they would have fellowship with him and the others who had seen and heard and handled and touched the Lord Jesus Christ. He was telling them, you can become part of us. This fellowship is one with another. Yes. It's more, but it's only in Christ. It's only in Christ. It's only by hearing this declaration that we know Christ. And that others know Christ. But you can have fellowship. It says, unto you that ye have fellowship with us. And this is what this declaration is for. That ye. It's going to happen to some degree or another that ye have fellowship with us in Christ. In Christ alone. Why? Because God ordained this also. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6. Well, yeah. Page stuck together. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Those that will hear what we declare are of God. If the message is of God. And those who are not of God will not hear, did that say? Us. They won't hear me and they won't hear you. They won't hear Walter and they won't hear you. Why? It's got nothing to do with talking with you, but it has to do with who you're talking about. I spent part of an afternoon yesterday talking about dogs with people. Walter and I had been by ourselves for a while. We were talking about Christ. We were joined and the subject changed. That's all right. It worked out better that way because there might have been a fight or an argument. If not, it wasn't the time or the place for it. But this is the thing. They'll bring up their church membership. They'll bring up, they've done this for 15 years. They've done that for 10 years. But they never name the name of Christ. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That ain't fellowship. That's conversation. That's conversation. And in some cases, it might be family. Physical family. But that ain't the fellowship. That's not what John's writing here. And the fellowship is sweet. The fellowship is good, but that's only because that fellowship is in Christ our Lord. We heard a little bit of the truth preached yesterday. We were rejoicing in it. Happy about it. Some people mentioned it, and they were happy about it. Other bunch never mentioned a word about what was said. And if they did hear it, it went right over their head. It's just like going to church. Now, I don't think they heard it, because if I think they heard it, they'd have gotten mad. But that's the difference between fellowship and conversation. Our fellowship is in Christ. And John here, I'm going to do it again, John here says, you have fellowship with us. There's only one fellowship, and that fellowship's in Christ. And our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. Our fellowship. You may have fellowship with us, but he didn't stop there. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Our fellowship is with the Father and the Son, because our fellowship, our conversation in our fellowship, our guidance in our fellowship, our reason for our fellowship is the Father and the Son. I like talking about Christ. I like talking about Jesus Christ, the Lord. And I like talking about him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I like talking about him as the Good Shepherd, which laid down his life for his sheep and he took it back up again. I like talking about him as the one who came to save his people from their sins. And I love talking about the fact that he did save his people from their sins on the cross while he was here, and that part's done. I love to talk about the Father who will not impute sin to the blessed man. God will not impute sin to a man. This is where our fellowship is. This is where our conversations are to lie in this fellowship. This is who we fellowship with. We fellowship with each other, but it's only because of him. See, not only is he the head, he's the central hub. By him all things consist. Even our fellowship. Even our acknowledgement of it. And we have been called to this fellowship. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9. This is Paul writing. God is faithful, by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We declare to you that you have fellowship with us, and that fellowship is with the Father and the Son. And what does it say? God is faithful, by whom you're called to this fellowship. We just declare it. I'm not calling anybody to the fellowship. Guess what? That's God's job. We declare it. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ paid the debt, obtained eternal redemption for us. And he ascended unto the Father, and he's coming again. And when Stephen was stoned, he saw him standing at the right hand. And when Paul was on the road to Damascus, Jesus spoke to him. That's what it says there when you read that account. It says Jesus spoke to him. It didn't say the Lord Jesus. He said, no, Jesus whom you persecute. the revelation, Paul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" The one you persecute, the one you think. And that man became the apostle to the Gentiles. Why? He was called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he was called by God. He that knows God hears us. This is the we right now. In Philippians 1 and 5, Paul wrote, thanking God for the Philippians, for your fellowship, but in the gospel from the first day unto now. So our fellowship's with the Father and the Son. We are called into it by the Father into fellowship with the Son. But our fellowship together is what? It's in the gospel. It's in the good news of Jesus Christ. There is no fellowship outside of the gospel. Just as there's no fellowship outside of Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the gospel. He is the good news of your salvation. Our salvation is in a person. Our salvation is a person. Then this is the message we heard of him and declare unto you. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. John didn't think any of this up. John didn't make any of this up. I don't care what people say. John was not on the Isle of Patmos, old and delusional. There are people who say that. There are people who say that. He received his doctrine from the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And he wrote the truth. He wrote it down for all other believers. He that is of God heareth us. That was not boasting. That's a statement of fact. It's just a flat statement. He that is of God hears us. If you hear the truth, if you love the truth, if you know the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is a blessing. That is a gift of God. And he that heareth is those that are of God. He that is of God heareth us. This is the way Christ said it himself to Pontius Pilate of all people. John 18 and verse 37. Pilate said therefore unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. That I should bear witness, what? Unto the truth. And he made this statement. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. It ain't my voice you got to hear. It's not my message you have to hear. It's his. I may mess up terribly some days. Sometimes I think I have. But the message is him. I'll do my best not to, but don't. What does this word say about him? Because everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That's also a fact. Jesus Christ said it. That makes it so. And believers hear his voice. And that is why we have the fellowship we have been given, is because we hear his voice. Him being declared in his gospel. Him being declared in the music we sing. Him being declared in our conversations with each other. It's all part of the fellowship that we have been given, that we have been called unto, of the apostolic doctrine that has been delivered to us in this book about our Lord Jesus Christ. Because everyone that is of the truth hears his voice. The Good Shepherd says, I call my sheep by name, and they follow. And guess what that means? That means he calls his sheep by name, and they follow. That's the deeper meaning there. They're my sheep, and I call them. And he calls us into fellowship with him and with each other. But it's with him first. But we've been given this gift. Enjoy it. Use it. Wallow in it if you want. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you've given to us. For all that you've done for us, all you've done in us, to us, around us. We know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.